A Hustler Spirit Radio, touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keep thinking hard all day long. Keep thinking and you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. What's going on, Ken? This is Jim, Hustler Spirit Radio. I am your host. When your co-host, Ken, what's going on with you, baby?
Everything's good today.
All right, man. Everything good every day. Time we can breathe up in here and command things in our life. I think everything is popping off very well. Man, I've had some things on my mind and things that I want to share today. And as you can tell, I got a spark in me, baby. I got a spark in me. Earlier today, matter of fact, me and Ken was talking, and I'm not sure exactly how the conversation went. What were we talking about, man? Did I say something about? I know what I said. I seen the brand new Ferrari that's taking the place of the F430, and I was laying down on my couch. I said, you know what? Let me get up. Get a couple notes together. I had to go take a couple blockbuster movies back, and wanted to give me a cup of coffee, Starbucks white chocolate cafe mocha tall, and light on the whipped cream. Anyway, got up, went to get the coffee. Then I went somewhere that I normally don't go, but it kind of just told me to go there. So. Go there, go inside, do what I needed to do, come back out, get in the car, get ready to pull out so I can take these movies, or go pick up the movies, rather. What do I see riding on my driver's side? A F430 Ferrari. Now, in Cleveland, there's only limited amount of F430s. I mean, they're not like Caddies and Range Rovers and all the rest of that stuff, and I love that car, I love the lines of the car, but... because I had mentioned that car with emotion to you, Ken, that I caused certain things in motion for me to align up with seeing that car. And every time that happens with me, and anything else that I need to align myself up with to see, to give me reassurance of collapsing that 430 or the brand new, I'm not sure exactly what the code name of the brand new the F430 replacement is, but it is sexy. It is sexy. But when I see that, what happens with me is I get reassurance. I get reassurance that anything and all things, I can collapse into this dimension. I can obtain. It's setting my mind to it. If I would have been 30 seconds off in one way, if I'd have laid on the couch for another minute, good chance I wouldn't have seen the car. And not only did I just see the car, the guy slowed the car down so slow, I could have got out, talked to him, and got back in mind. That's how slow he was going until he went down the street and he nailed it. And you can hear that Ferrari exhaust. And trust me, man, you done probably rolled up next to something. It is a wonderful thing. When you hear that thing, it just... let you know of the ingenuity, the love, the care, the craftsmanship that goes into that car, and it's worth every bit of whatever they want for it, which is at least over $250,000. So when I see that, I giggle and laugh to myself. It just lets me know that I can align myself up with whatever I want, and I've done it. Now, the trick of it is consistently remembering that you can do it. And today's subject matter, what I want to talk about today, is basically what to do when doubt sets in. What do you do when doubt sets in? So I'm not going to be in the studio and act like doubt doesn't set in on me. I am a soul going through a human experience. Trust me, it comes too. But I come up with different ways and different affirmations that I immediately know I'm not supposed to be thinking that way. I'm not supposed to be saying this. I'm not supposed to be. And I'm really, really, really tight on what comes out of my mouth, even in a joking matter or magnitude. I have to be cautious of that because I'm creating a vibrational energy even if I'm joking. You understand? Universe doesn't discern from, well, you know, you're joking, but we're not going to bring that to you. Those laws apply whether you're joking or not. And I'm very conscious of what people say to me, and I'm very conscious of what I say back to them, because in understanding how this law works, I have to give myself every chance possible to have my most inner desires collapse the way that I want them to. You know what I mean? And even on a conscious level. Now, here's the deal. Person's going through some things and they can't figure out where it's coming from. We have to first initially look within ourselves, because that's where it's coming from. So if your money isn't right, if your health isn't right, if your friendship or relationships aren't right, look into yourself, not pointing a finger at your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever you might have. Do not point your finger there. Your husband, your wife, your father, mother. Look within yourself first. That I can say from experience. I can say that you get nowhere blaming somebody else for your condition. Nowhere at all. Period. I mean, that's just some straight up sucker shit. It ain't happening. It just ain't happening. You gotta look within yourself. When you point your fingers, man, you got three fingers pointing back at you more than you have one finger pointing out. So that's telling you something too. Not sitting there blaming God or blaming the totality or blaming this or blaming that or blaming, you know, no. Not blaming the church, not blaming the mosque, not blaming the temple. Ain't blaming any of that. The initial parts of those things were set up to get you to understand yourself. I'm not necessarily agreeing with how they are right now or how they were in the past, you know, or the ploy of trying to keep you in the dark with certain subjects. I'm not really feeling that shit. Understand? I didn't come in through the church. I ain't got to leave through it either. That's just how it is. I mean, my whole experience with universe and spirituality is personal. You understand me what I'm saying? It's wonderful to have a group on the same mindset, but it's still personal. So, I just wanted to say that. But what do you do when doubt sets in? Well, for me, immediately what I start doing is I start raising my vibrational rate. I use words like cancel. I actually scream at myself, at my subconscious mind consciously. So if you can kind of understand that by silently doing so. I can be sitting right next to you, but screaming at myself saying that's not a proper thought. That's not what I want to think. Let's think higher, change that thought. Immediately start getting into that. Let that subconscious mind know that you're not going to take a back seat to it. And with enough emotion backed by changing that mindset or defragging your hard drive, you can get a permanent change and get into a money conscious attitude that is most important in these areas of investment and finances and a whole nine yards. And it's really going to take everybody to have that proper mindset. You wake up thinking about money, you go to bed thinking about money. Now, here's the next trick before I get into anything else dealing with that. Once you put a desire towards universe, and once you put a prayer or a want towards universe, towards the totality, towards God, you do not need to consistently, continually ask for the same damn thing. You don't have to do that. Okay, just like you could say something one time and have that thing come to fruition. If anybody listening out there knows that you can say something, say, man, I just talked it up. Well, all it takes is one time with the proper emotional backing to what your statement is, and it's locked in for life, period. So if you don't like what you're thinking, you got to change your thoughts, majority of your thoughts being positive. If you thought something, said something, had emotion about something, and you're concerned about it coming your way, what you can do is vibrate higher than that. That means that you go to a higher level of vibrational thinking so you do not have to accept what comes your way. What you throw out will come back. Trust me. it will come back. If you're sowing jacked up seeds, you're going to get a jacked up harvest. That's just how it is. Flat out, it ain't no need to let me soften it up. No, there's no softening to it. If all your mindset is about how to get somebody, how to get over on somebody, you can't figure out why you're getting your ass twisted every day. What is your major thoughts? What is your, where's your desire at? What are you thinking? What is the majority of your thinking? And not only just consciously, but subconsciously within your core. Where is your thinking? Are you jealous of people? Are you judgmental of people? Are you prejudiced of people? Where is your mindset? And where is it on a consistent basis? Now, I'm not saying that I don't walk around here and I'm not prejudiced. I don't have some things go through my mind. I'm not going to say that. I ain't going to say that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know that majority of my thoughts aren't there. They're neutral. And I keep them there. Where my heart is on a higher vibrating scale. I am not going to do anything to anybody that I do not want done to myself. Period. It's just not, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I mean, let me say this right quick. I went to a drag race about 2-3 weeks ago and find out that the drag race tickets were free. I didn't find out that the drag race tickets were free until I got into the joint, right? Now, in walking up to the joint, guy comes up to us and says, hey, got tickets? You got tickets? I was like, no, I don't have any tickets. But I know on the internet, the tickets were $30 a piece. So the guy pulls out a stack of tickets. He says, look, I'll save you a couple dollars. Now, this is a working attendant parking cars. He done got him a stack of tickets, but he see me coming. All right, I'm all excited, man. I'm hearing these 2,400 horse, 2,400 horsepower motors cranking up in the pits, and they running, and I'm hearing them burn out. I'm picking my pace up, and I'm walking. He said, hey, got some tickets. I can get you half price in. Go in my pocket, give them half price, walk in. Find out halfway through the show, the guy makes the promoter, not the promoter, the president of ADRL makes a statement saying, hey, how you guys like the show? How do you like it? How you like your free ticket? I hope nobody paid for their ticket. And did I immediately feel like a fool? Only for a split second. What I did was to take the brunt away from me paying for that ticket, or those tickets. I said, I'm tithing. I didn't necessarily, yeah, part of me wanted to go out there and get a crowbar and beat this guy's ass. The other part of me said, you know what? He did what he did. You know what I mean? I ain't tripping. I don't know what flow that money going to go in, what he does with that money. Hell, he could go buy $30 worth of groceries for all I know. I don't know. Help a grocery store out. I have no idea. You buy $20 worth of gas and some Gatorade. That's on him. But the point is, I looked at that as a learning lesson, and I took the emotion part out of it. I'm not saying I was able to do it right away, but I'm just saying over repeated affirmations to myself, I said, I just tithe. So let's go ahead with it. It didn't hurt me. It didn't kill me. I just tithe. I didn't wish any bad blah, blah, on dude, no. I mean, if I would have probably caught him out there in the lot, I would have said something to him. You know what I mean? But other than that, I let the shit go, okay? I just let it go. So that's kind of how I took the brunt out of that. And it's all about how you look at something, how you view it, okay? So that's kind of, I'm trying to look at what did I get off on, but that's kind of what I did. But staying on a higher vibrational level, no matter what happens. I know people can say, man, easy to do, or easy to say, hard to do. That's a opinion too. You can do it with everything. You can choose to have every course of activity or circumstance in your life be a learning lesson, or you can let it emotionally drain you and drown you. That's up to you. No, you know, nobody's gonna... say anything or do anything about that, but that's going to be on you. Now, back to what do you do when doubt sets in? And the first thing, like I said before, is I get into a affirmation.
You think hard all day.
Get that crap out of my system. Hey, we're going to break.
Keeping it in you all
hang
night.
Right with us. We're coming back. We're going to be talking about the law of
penetrating, lubricating,
dominant desire. Ooh, we're going to love that. And the law of dominion. Spirit. Very important radio. When we get into this doubt situation. Stay right with us. We're right back.
A Hustler Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
All right. Welcome back. And I am Jim, your host, Hustler Spirit, and you are listening to this show on BBS Radio. You got to be knowing it because you're locked into it. We got Ken with us today. What's happening, Big Daddy? I know I've been hitting that chopper today. I'm going to finish hitting that chopper up. Here's what we talked about early in the show. What to do when doubt sets in. Now, very important that you get that doubt out, man. Get it out. Get them negative thoughts out. Get them lower vibrating thoughts out. Get them out. Because I'm going to read to you the law of dominant desire. It is very important. Whatever is in your mind, in your soul's essence, in your thoughts, that carries the most emotional burden, that is the shit that's coming your way. Period. Somebody said, man, why I keep attracting these scandalous scallywag women? Pretty much, your ass is probably scallywag and scandalous too. Period. That's what it is. Why do I keep getting these guys that just use me? Probably your ass is using a lot of guys, and you think the shit funny, so you can't figure out why you getting it. That's just how it is. Nobody wants to look a clear look and look in the mirror and be 100% honest with yourself. I mean, right out the gate, man, the first thing come to mind is look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a fuck up? Am I a great guy? Am I a positive thinker? Am I a go-getter? Am I energetic? Am I loving? Am I a good father, a good brother, a good husband? You know, if you want to use a good boyfriend, what am I? Be honest with yourself. And because a lot of people, a lot of people go through and they ain't honest with themselves. I mean, if something jacked up, it's jacked up. It's easier to say it's jacked up and then make it the way that you want to have it. But all that under denial type of crap, you know, man, I'm a little heavy, man. I ain't fat. Shit, your ass fat, you're fat. Man, I can't gain no weight, but I think I'm okay. Yeah, you're a grown-ass man wearing a size 26 pants. Dude, something up, okay? So let's keep it real. I mean, let's just keep it real. You know what I mean? Shit, if the biceps ain't bulging, you know you got to hit the gym. To sit there and flex in the mirror, no, you ain't got nothing. It's a waste of damn time. It ain't happening. Now, here's the main thing that I wanted to say about your thoughts and doubts when they set in. You got to get them thoughts out of there. Now, I'm going to read to you one of the laws. Beautiful book. I love this book. It's called The Encyclopedic Psychic Dictionary. Beautiful book. And now, let this law marinate, and then I'm going to blend in another law, and then I'm going to finish it up with a law, And that way we can get into this lesson about what to do when doubt sets in. Now, check this out. This is the law of dominant desire. Now, before I read this, if we know what our most dominant desires are, we can collapse and create all type of things of how we want our lives. Period. Let's read the law. An idea always tends towards realization, and a stronger emotion always counteracts a weaker one. Every idea that is formulated in the mind begins on its own path of manifestation, but all ideas do not come into fruition. Ideas held in the mind with a stronger emotion will outrun, overpower, and nullify the weaker one, regardless of the consciousness favorability. That means higher vibrating or lower vibrating. You have to be the person looking at yourself, figuring out what are you thinking about. And it's easy to say what comes out your mouth most of the day. What are you talking about? The strongest intent or desire in one's mind will manifest a general thread throughout one's activity. I'll be damned. So that means the majority of the things that you are thinking about, saying, speaking, and feeling, that is part of your life and daily activity. If you like it, then keep the pace up. If you do not like it, then change. What the hell are you thinking about? Change your company. My life depends on the company that I keep, and that company I keep isn't necessarily what I want. The hell with my company. Well, leave your ass standing. My life is more important. My journey is more important than anything else. I'm not going to veer off of my path for a wife, girlfriend, father, mother, or child. I'm not going to do it. Really don't give a damn who you are. I'm not going to do it. Because I have a duty upon myself to do my duty of knowledge, learning, and information gathering. Understanding how this plane works. We asked for it. We got it. Now it's time to work it. If you don't understand what I just said with that last part, is the fact of that we asked the totality to form this three-dimensional plane so we could learn how to be God. That's it. That's the only reason this earth even exists, is the fact of that we're learning how to be God. That's why we're able to use our mind to create and change and manipulate matter. We do it with our mind. That's what we do it with. It is activated by your emotion, your heart. That's what activates it. But the initial start of it starts within your mind. Now, the only thing that I can think of that can create with the mind is a God. And that's what we are. We are many gods from the one totality. So let that also be known. Now, this is the meaning of the pearl of great price, because the strongest desire may be an unconscious or karmic desire, or the desire may have reservations and bring unpleasant activity into one's life in order to manifest. The law is also depicted in fairy tales in which the subject may have but one wish. Now, what that basically says is we have to be responsible for our desires. Okay? Now you may say, I want that $850,000 house with six garages in it, and I want it, and I don't give a damn what it takes. Well, in saying that, you may cause other things to happen to you that may be favorable or unfavorable depending on where you're vibrating at and depending on, you know, what situations in life that you might be in. You know what I'm saying? A little bit different maybe if you're sitting on about 6.5 mil or if you might be sitting on about $20. That might be a little bit different there. Okay? It might take a certain scenario to happen for you to get that depending on what, you know, what type of path you're taking. But you just be wary about that. A lot of books and a lot of scriptures that say that to you. Just be careful about what you ask for. If you want it, go get it. Don't take that. Don't be fearful now. We're not meant to be fearful, because whatever we got coming our way, you know, we got to get ready for it. You know what I mean? So it's not the fact of being fearful. Let's, you know, stand up and let them hang. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing that's going to bend that in so we can have an understanding about it. Here's what's going to bend that in. This is the law of dominion. Now, I'm going to read this, and then I want to talk about this for about 15 minutes because this is going to interact with what to do when doubt sets in. Because you got to know where you stand with the law of dominion. Now, this is a quote from the Bible. I won't give you exactly what book of the Bible, but this is it. And let man have dominion over all the earth. And a lot of people, you know, we heard that as children. When you hear that as adults, and the average person could not tell you what the hell that means. The human mind, the interrelationship of the invisible and visible mind, is the instrument that has the privilege to change the vibrational frequency of atoms, which make the three-dimensional earth and everything that partakes within it. That means your thoughts. Change creates vibrational frequencies that will change, collapse whatever you desire to collapse into reality or fruition in this dimension. Man co-creates according to the specialty of thought and the degree of intensity of the emotion occupying that thought. That means if you are highly emotional about your new home, if you're highly emotional about finding a new job, you're going to collapse that quicker than you do something that you're not emotional about. And if you can think back on everything that you've ever done, when you got emotional about it, but here's the deal. We ain't got to be talking about happy. We don't have to be talking about sad. Either way, universe is neutral. Understand this, people. Universe is neutral. That means if you got a whole bunch of hatred, a whole bunch of this, a whole bunch of bitterness, guess what's coming your way? Man co-creates according to the specialty of thought and the degree of the intensity of emotion occupying the thought, giving each one full responsibility for the world. This is possible because the intelligence in the mind instrument is connected to the intelligence in the atoms via the electrical system that flows through all atoms, including you. Man can form, make, change, rearrange, and manipulate matter in whatever way he or she chooses, utilizing the laws of nature. Thus, each one co-creates his or her own type and time of progression of evolution. That means you create and collapse your own personal universe. Humanity individually and collectively directs the course of the universe with their mind. Hang with us. We're coming right back.
Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio. With your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jim. I got Ken with me today. What to do when doubt sets in? Man, we just got through reading the Law of Dominion. Ken, what you think about that, Big Daddy? What you think? What do you
think? Well, I'm gonna make it real simple. I'm gonna use something that, you know, somebody that really ain't feeling all this, or that we try to spit and tell them. You know, we have like little seasons that we get into. It could be like a tree that's planted out in the yard, and you go out in your yard and you see 8 beautiful trees, and then you got this one that just ain't doing nothing. Don't look like it's gone bloom. You think it's dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you might ask a professional his what his opinion about this tree, and he tells you, no, that tree is fine. Just wait a second. Give it a few months. It's gonna bloom. It's fine. And you don't believe and you still doubt. Every day you come here, you look at that sad looking tree, you know, or just like we might, or people might go through, and you think, you know, life is not right for us, and you might say things, you know, you talk about this tree, oh man, this tree is not gonna come through, you know, it's just, and then when the fall of that, you know, that season comes around for that tree to bloom and blossom, you say, well, look at here. You know, and it's the best looking tree out of the nine that you got. The other eight can't touch it.
Right.
And we had those spurts and things in our lives just like that. You have things around us that might be flourishing. You might have things
right.
that might be diminishing.
Right.
But you have to understand where what time is your season, and we have to learn how to be patient and stuff to get that, you know, and go for it, you know.
Yeah,
take in the right things, like you say, listen to the right things, spit out the right things that's suiting for you, you know.
No. And what you're saying is 100% right. But see, here's taking that to another level also. Just like you can sit there and you can take a peek at that, and you can just keep dogging the tree, talking about the tree. The tree feels your energy as far as what you're saying to it. Okay, but at the same extent is that if you have certain things happen to you, like let's say the tree, where you're not quite there, or the illusion of it is you're not quite there, that is going to be depending on your emotional status on what you're going through. Meaning, are you a quick learner and you can get that lesson and you can move on and create something in a much more expedient way? Or are you one of those kind of people where something happens and it takes you a lifetime to come out of it? You understand me, what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, do I see, first of all, here's the first thing. People would have to understand that everything is revolving around lessons, but you're not going to have that, because a lot of people blaming other people for other things happening to them, or things happening to them, excuse me. So immediately you've got that blaming game. Now, immediately when the blaming game is on, how can a person legitimately say that I'm responsible for it? So if I tell you that 10 years ago a guy came in my shop, put a 45 to my dome, and you know it happened, okay, took $385 of my money out of my pocket, told me he got an itchy trigger finger, and laid me down on the concrete. And if I walked up to a person and say, I'm responsible for that, do you think the average person will understand what I just said? Hell no, they wouldn't. What you mean, man? You didn't put a gun to your own head. That dude put a gun to your head. Yes, he put a gun to my head, but I'm responsible for what he did to me. You understand? See, so when I flinched for the gun, and I stopped because I seen the hammer pull, that was one decision. Second decision, did I have to wash my car halfway out of my shop door? No, I didn't. Did I have to stay there that long when it got dark like that? No, I didn't. Okay? The fourth thing is, after he laid me down and I got my 40 cal, I went looking for him. I didn't care about it being pitch black. I didn't care about not having a flashlight, because I'd have seen him. I'd have popped 5 rounds in his ass, and I wouldn't have thought nothing about it. The police even came by and said, Jim, you want us to handle it, or you do? I said, man, y'all go ahead home. Because I find this dude here, dude, I'm going to put something in him, straight up. And I'm not going to call you about nothing. I'm going to go home and have me one of them Outback steaks, and I mean that shit. So I took responsibility for that. Of course, then I didn't know what I know now, or I didn't remember what I know now, so to say, but I'm responsible for it. You know what I mean? I'm responsible for it. Well, somebody slighted this guy on a contract, and you know, I can't believe the guy did this shit. Yes, you can, because if you didn't take all the precautions necessary, then guess what, man? Is it his responsibility, or is it your responsibility? Shit, it's your money, it's your responsibility. So the point is, I'm saying is, that people, if we don't understand that every event has a lesson behind it, man, let me tell you something. It, shit happened to people, they ain't gonna figure it out. They can't figure it out. What lesson, dude? I just had this happen. I just had that. They're not gonna figure that out because of conditioning. But see, here's one of the reasons why we created this show, Ken, was the fact of letting those secrets out, letting those things that church is afraid to say. They don't want to say because it might be hurting their money. They don't want to say because they got to keep up the pace with what they're taught by whoever teaches them. Did anybody ever think, who the hell is teaching the pastors and the preachers? Understand me what I'm saying? And anybody even know what a preacher, what a real meaning of a preacher is? You know, that shit started back in slavery times where they would have a black guy, white people would speak a lot of shit to him in their house, and then go ahead and force him outside to go speak that shit to the people out there in the plantation. That's where that preacher shit come from. You understand me? That's where that come from. But so we created this show to knock down those walls. I'm not giving a damn about them walls. I'm caring about them walls. I had a 50 cal blow them all away. Ain't caring about that. But the situation is, if I know something, I've experienced something, and I know something, all I can do is put it out there. That's all you can do is put it out there. But the whole thing is, when you look at stuff like this, is collapse it down and take a peek at it. Where's the learning lesson? Stuff happened to you, what immediately do you start doing now that you didn't do 2, 3, 4 years ago? What immediately do you start doing? I mean, what immediately? I'm not saying you do it every time, but when I talk to you and a lot of things that come out of your mouth, a whole lot different than it was 2 years ago, 1 year ago. But what do you start doing? Where am I responsible for this at? Do you not ask yourself that, Ken?
Yes, I do.
You ask yourself that, don't you? Where am I responsible for this shit?
That's going on. I am responsible for everything that goes on in my life. The good, the bad, whatever somebody want to call it, it's all on me.
Bottom line. Bottom freaking line. So let me ask you a question. Let's just say somebody close to you do something to you. Rips your heart up. Do you blame them now? Or do you take responsibility for what they done?
I take responsibility for what was going on in my life. I don't worry about what they did or how it goes on. I relish it. I've been doing that greatly now these days. I take it and I accept it and I move on. I don't, you know, I can't hold that on me and can't, you know, it's no blame. I'm not blaming myself or blaming them either. But it was time for that to happen. That was just a time or season ready for, you know, for me to evolve. And I look at it, everything that goes on, whether, you know, you say good or bad, it was a place for me that time to go on and do what I gotta do. And I can't see anything. I'm happy for everything that's going on in my life, you know.
You created it.
True.
You have to be,
I created
right?
it, you know?
Right.
So know.
Let me ask you a question. So stuff that, let's say, cracks your head, stuff that don't crack your head, stuff that makes you smile. Do you now to ask yourself, what part of me created this? Do you know what I mean? Do you stop and say, I wonder where all this good luck is coming from? Or I wonder where this is coming from? Or I wonder where this mishap is coming from? Or this challenge is coming from? You know, those are the things when you can kind of open up your mind and see, and trust me, man, trust me. When you can think like that on a consistent basis, I mean, when we can really try to get ourselves to thinking like that on a consistent basis, excuse me, it takes a lot of brunt of whatever life throws your way. It takes the brunt away. It really does. It takes the intensity away. Now, I do want to read this one thing, and then we'll be finishing up for the show today. I'm enjoying the show. I really am, but this is very, very important to me. It's called the law of emotional balance. To balance emotionally is to keep all aspects of one's personal experience orderly and in the right perspective. This is the key to life. To balance one's emotion is to make a deliberate choice regarding an experience, event, situation, environmental stimuli, outside personalities, one's own personality, etc., and feel comfortable, satisfied, and content about the choice that you've made. This deliberate choice can be one of anger or spiritual joy. As long as it is accepted by both the conscious and subconscious minds, the minds decide if it is pleasurable or educational or a educational experience, and then put it to rest. Did that not just say what you just said earlier? When you look at things and you've made a choice about how you want to respond to it and how you want to feel about it. See, I want to have an empowering feel of my emotions and things that I do. I don't want to feel like I'm enslaved to my emotions or my ego or subconscious mind, where I act and I do not think before I act. I could say I was like that. I could say my anger was off the chain, dude. I could say that. Can't say that now. I say I'm happy with myself. You know what I mean? I'm very happy. I'm happy about going through the learning experience. But to sit down and say, whoa, do I give it to this guy or do I back up? Now, when I give it to somebody, I'm going to give it to your whole heart. And I've done that. And it's not a messed up feeling. I said, whoa, did I do too much? Did I, you know what I mean? If anything, it'd be, did I not do enough? But it's not like that. So when you make that decision to go ahead on, once again, that's an emotional or choice. Do I look at it as a spiritual learning lesson or do I go at it with anger? What do I do? I mean, I have somebody say something snappy, nasty to me, be in a line, try to do something or ask for some help from a salesperson, and they've got an attitude. I can go down to that level, but majority of the time, I will not go down to that level. Find me another associate or find me another store. Either way. You get two out of the pocket, I'll say something to you, but I can have poise with what I say. Okay? I ain't got to get down to a level. Put it like this, right? Remember, people used to say back in the day, the mobile people used to say, you can cuss somebody out nicely without even using a curse word. I can cuss you out with intelligence, where I got you bending at your knees due to what I know. You know what I mean? See, that's the A-whipping that you can put on somebody.
That's what that is.
Hang right with us. Maine, going to be on break. Got a few more minutes. Let's finish up this, what to do when doubt sets in. Stay right with us. Hustle Spirit Radio.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Keeping it hard all day long. Keeping it in you all night. Penetrating, lubricating, and stimulating. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. A Hustler's Spirit Radio. Touching one soul at a time.
Touching one soul at a time.
Hustler's Spirit Radio. Welcome back to A Hustler's Spirit Radio with your host Jim, Judy, Ken, and Greg.
Hey, welcome back. I got Big Daddy Ken up in the house today on a remote location, man. I know you're doing it, baby. You're taking your time out on your busy day to get on the radio with us today. I appreciate it, dude. Much love. You know I love you, man. I appreciate it. Definitely do. Appreciate your insights, man. Appreciate what you say. I really want to say that. And you have been, at the course of the beginning of this whole show, a wonderful, wonderful co-host, man. I couldn't have done it without you and won't do it without you, baby. So it's on and popping. And let's keep it real. As they say, let's keep it in you all day long. Feeling a energetic power come through you when you know you can do a thing. Woo! That's on and popping. When you know you can do something. When you know you can do it. You know it. If you can build something, do something, hustle something, move, I don't care what it is. When you know you can do it, it is a energetic, overpowering, wonderful feeling of confidence. This is what we need to replace when doubt sets in. So let's not be in the denial to say doubt ain't going to set in. Yeah, man, some of the greatest people in the world can have doubt. You got some second thoughts about some shit. That's okay.
I mean, just like us, we have a lot of things that we do. We dibble and dabble in a lot of things. I could take like a time we went and we were selling hot dogs. And remember one time we went out, I mean the first couple times we went out, we had all these hot dogs frozen on ice, ready to cook on the roller, on the hot dog roller. I mean, we may have sold maybe 60 hot dogs, but we persevered and we kept pushing and stuff. And next thing you know, we added a couple little sides and did some stuff. And I mean, every night after we would go out, we would sell out. I mean, we would literally, even if we didn't sell out, we would go outside and sell out outside.
Dude. I hustle.
I hustle
your own candy bar from your ass and sell it to you. You damn right I would. I told you, we're going to do it. I told you. I said, whatever we don't sell in here, we're going to go out there, dude, and let my mouth run the rest. You understand what I'm saying?
Remember when we would get in a crunch or something where we would be selling so much we couldn't even keep up with the crowd to get them done, and I was like, we can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we had people in line waiting for them to come off.
Here's the deal when you get to that.
You can extend that
why?
In your life.
But see, why?
Whatever.
Why? Why were they in line for the hot dog? Why do they want that hot dog? Why do they want to sit there and spend $3.50 for a hot dog and offer us at times $50 for a hot dog? You remember that shit?
Yeah, it was
$50.
Remember the guy
who was
gave
like,
us
give me a hot dog, man. I'll give you $50 for the hot dog. What?
It was just more because our poise and our service, we were dedicated to please people, because we were in the end result, we were getting pleased monetarily. We did whatever it took to be courteous and kind, and that's just like a way of being careful of what you put out and how you put it out.
Yep. But see, here's the deal. And when I say that, why did they come there? Okay, we would talk to them, we would laugh with them, joke with them. Some of them were regulars, right? You know,
yeah.
And them be $700-$800 nights, man. I done made $700-$800 a night selling hot dogs. Is that shit not off the chain? It's not off, selling 25-cent freaking potato chip bags for 85 cents and hot dogs for $3.50 and them big ones for what? I don't know what we selling them things for. $4? I don't know. Whatever they was, we would make some cheese. But check it out. This is the point I was getting at. Why did they want them hot dogs? Now, granted, liquor, nighttime, nothing open, you might be a tad a little bit hungry. But here's what happened with it at first. We started off with the best hot dog in my mind, and I believe in yours, that money could buy, and I never bought anything other than that kosher hot dog. I never bought anything other than that. I never bought anything other than that. As far as I can remember, I never did. That never did. Those kosher hot dogs, all beef hot dogs. And what's the brand name of those things? Are they called kosher? What's the brand name of them?
I think they were Hebrew Nationals.
Hebrew Nationals. That's what they were. Never bought nothing but those hot dogs. Did a taste test myself. I picked the bun. Even dealt with the bun warmer, because you can jack a hot dog up by having a jacked up ass bun. Too much bread on a hot dog will throw that hot dog off. Too gritty or grainy of a bun, a cold bun on a hot dog is the nastiest thing in my mind you can do. I don't care what condiments you put on it. That bun must be warm and soft. That's what we did. And them people can go to Giant Eagle or whatever the grocery stores are, wherever you, and buy the same freaking Hebrew National we did, except unless you got a $800 hot dog roller or a grill, it ain't going to taste the same. Hot dog on a charcoal grill, gas grill, is not the same as a hot dog coming off of a heated roller. And that's what we did. So we created the hot dog, and we had the essential tools, the best tools, create a product line that we wanted people to actually digest and believe in our hearts we could sell them. And we'll make bets on how many we could sell that night. And then had the emotional energy of being positive. Love to serve people and love to put a smile on their face to seeing them do that. I remember when LeBron James had his birthday party, his first season with them. Was that night not off the chain? I remember that night. I think about that night some nights often, dude. Often. But those guys from other teams, the other team that came in, this one guy, man, I ain't going to say his name because I don't even know his name. But this dude had to have three bras with him, three women. He had to. All of them was his women, dude. And he sat there and looked at us and said, man, whatever they want. And popped out. I think, boy, they get $100 tip, $50 tip. After he paid for the food.
That was one of the nights we got one of those $50 or $75 tips. I know it was one guy. He gave us $100 tip.
You ain't lying. He said, man,
but
the best hot dog I ever had.
In instances in life, I mean, anyone can do the same thing. Things that we've done. I mean, we have like turbulence in our lives and stuff. And we just have to learn how to glide through it, you know, no matter how rough it gets and stuff.
Exactly. Because the turbulence there makes you understand and respect and love and cherish the calmness, too. You understand me, what I'm saying? Steve, if you didn't have some misery sometimes, you wouldn't know what happiness was.
Right, but you can't always go up and think you're never going to come down. You got to come down and up, but just try to have some balance.
And some balance
and
some
balance
average.
That you can.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And
right.
make sure that your average
is
higher than the next man.
Right. But see, here's what comes in with very important, too, and I will say this about that, even on the line of doubting, is when you recognize that the turbulence is there, that you can immediately start vibrating higher. You immediately make yourself up affirmations of positive things. Make sure that your associates, you know, is exactly what you want now. Make sure that. See, the whole thing about it is recognizing where you're at and what season you're in. That's the whole thing. It's like asking for something and realizing that it's not the season for it yet. When you asking for it, begging for it, pleading for it, causing yourself more stress, is not going to bring it to you. But understanding that this season and seasons come and go, and my time will come. But I got to keep working, and I got to keep having faith about what I want, and keep trusting. That faith activates that, it keeps that into a perpetual motion for you. The lack of it, you cut ties with what you sent out. That's very important too. So, you know, back to that point about the doubt. Before we get out of here, figure out, everybody listening, what can you do to give yourself code words? What can you do to trick yourself? Immediately when you start thinking or saying stuff that you know you shouldn't do. And also, take a look at your energy levels when you do that. You weaken up. You get tired. You feel drained. It's telling you that's not how you're supposed to be thinking. That's not how you're supposed to be vibrating. So be willing to take a look at the examples. Take a look at the different traits. Take a look at the signs. And know when to change. And sometimes you got to reconstruct your plan. Sometimes you got to redo your goals. Your goals today might not be the same next month. Or you might have the same goal. Hell, you might want a flip-flop. You might want the convertible GT Bentley today. You might want the hard top next month. Understand? So it's okay. But as long as something comes, that's the ticket. As long as you know it's coming, I worry about the small details later. Long as I know it's coming, that's what it's all about, man. That's all about enjoying life, taking responsibility for your life, knowing that you got the wheel. It's your wheel. You got the steering wheel, man. When they make the cars today, I said it before, they're not making that shit over there for the passenger to be looking. And the passenger sitting over in the passenger seat need to keep their ass over that way anyway. Don't need to be jumping on my side. And you notice the most expensive cars in the world, they really wrap around, man. They don't let the passengers see nothing. That's how it's supposed to be. Because if you want to drive, go buy one yourself. What's up with that?
That's how
with that powder blue. You know you want it.
If you want the stick, get you one.
That's it. Get you one, baby. What you playing for? Make the plan to get it. You ain't got to ask for one time. Universe already know it and hear it. Do you hear it from yourself? That's going to be the ticket with that. So listen, man.
Not only
gonna get ready to make it on up out of here, dude. Because I got more planning to do. You understand? I took an hour out of my time to share with everybody out there, but my day ain't over with yet. And I know yours ain't, man. I know you're going to be up to about 2, 3 o'clock tonight. So do your thing, baby. Do your thing. Do it to the fullest extent, man. We're going to holler at everybody out there next week. We're going to keep it coming, man. We're going to keep it coming. So listen, I appreciate everybody out there listening. Man, Ken, you got anything to say before we close up out of here, baby? Because I see something ticking, baby, and it's tick-tocking, meaning my money. What's up?
Yeah, I guess I'm ticking. Wash your hands before you leave the room.
I ain't going to get into that. Listen, we'll holler at you guys next week, man. Thanks for listening. Later.
Touching one soul at a time.